So in 2010, I receive a call, and while I'm in Charlotte, and my mentor has a new job here in Baltimore, and he's working at Marriott Waterfront and also doing a couple of other hotels. So, you know me, I'm like, well, I don't really know if I'm coming to Baltimore, man. I'm actually liking it in Charlotte, being here 2 years. He said, boy, just come up here and check it out and stop being stubborn. And when I did, I got to the Marriott Waterfront, and he was getting ready to do this visit with a group coming to that was an association coming in. And we were walking to this floor, and I'm like, where are we going? So we're doing a helicopter tour. I said, okay, all right, now I'm interested, right? My interest is piqued. We do this helicopter tour of the city, and I swear it was one of the most beautiful sights I'd ever seen. To go across the water, to see the ships, boats, beautiful historic buildings, people walking around the harbor. Like, that's something that I didn't feel, obviously, where I was in Charlotte. But also, I'm a kid from Sea Pleasant, Maryland. I actually grew up through Washington, D.C. I never, ever have seen Baltimore in that light. So, obviously, they did a helicopter tour. They won the business. I'm like, okay, well, you guys are making money, too. So, he's like, so are you going to come and do a citywide job? So, I said, I don't know, man. I have to go home and talk to my family, even though I already knew I was going to take the job. So in taking the position, I went home to tell my family. So, you know, we're moving to Baltimore, and they looked at me like I had two heads because we had just moved to Charlotte 2 years before that. And so when we got to Baltimore, I said, I need to learn as much as I can right away. So where do I do that? Hey, I do it in the cafeteria, one of the hotels, because that's where you get all the tea. So I sit in the cafeteria, and I am creating relationships with housekeepers, creating relationships with engineers, people that work at the front desk. And I'm getting everything, even learning things in other languages that I cannot say here because we're being recorded today. But one of the first things that really hit me when we were sitting there, I'm learning about the city, is they walked me from Marriott in the Harbor to Lexington Market. Never been to Lexington Market in my life. I go in, and it's like a reunion. People saying hello to everyone. It's lunchtime. I'm like, you all of us just come here to lunch a lot. They're like, man, we've known these people for years. So that is my first experience of Smaltimore. Never even heard of it. Never like thought anything about it. And then all of a sudden I see Smaltimore. I'm like, oh my gosh, like everyone knows everyone. 6 degrees of separation is real. So I got to know a lot of people, but it was about Connie's Chicken and Waffles. Because that's where I went all the time. And then I said, I'm spending too much money. I'm stopping that. And then I went to Fadley's instead. But I had such a good time learning about the city and then seeing the community and seeing the people be together and seeing the people laughing and smiling and cracking jokes. And it reminded me of my time when I went to Howard University. And you know. So at Howard... At Howard itself, you know, I was walking around, I'm thinking, when people walking in Lexington Market, it made me feel like when I was walking across campus, waving at people, saying hello, cracking jokes, laughing. It was just a safe space for me mentally, right? And I had never felt like I was in a safe space outside of my grandmother's home, like I did at Howard University, like I've done in Baltimore. Because I actually see people that look like me in so many different positions, so many different leaders that kind of lead in their own authentic way. So I knew this is a place for me that I could thrive. But I've seen this community come together so many times. We had a gentleman that worked with us named Dustin. Dustin came to work for us from Indianapolis. I wanted his job too, but they gave it to him instead. So I love Dustin, but I'm still mad about that. So Dustin gets his job. Dustin comes in gung-ho, and everyone told me he was just going to be that way, fired up and ready to go. And then 2 months later, Dustin's son fell ill. So Dustin's son goes to the hospital. They don't know what's wrong with him. Dustin's wondering, I just got this new job, man. What are we going to do? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. How do I lean on these people that I just met? Because I just started 2 months ago. And one of them probably mad because he didn't get my job. So we all pitched in. Right away, you saw the entire community say, you know, I'll give up some of my PTO so he can go to Dustin. I'll help out with the kids. Let's get some money together in order to give gift cards to him so they don't have to cook. And then we all go to the hospital in order to visit the son and all the other kids and do things in the ward that are fun that day, because that's what we do here. We pull everyone together in order to make sure that we take care of the person that's in need. And years, just a few years later, we go into COVID. Dustin's still here. Dustin's son gets better, thankfully, but then we go into COVID, and now our doors are closed everywhere. What are we going to do? So the first thing we do is we try to find ways for people to actually come and host their meetings. But we try and beg conventions every morning to come here. We are doing virtual activations and taking people charcuterie boards just so they can do stuff with us virtually, so Baltimore can stay first of mind. Because really what it's about is, as soon as the doors open, we want our people to go back to work. So our people begin, we get a few conventions coming in, and I recall being at the Hilton in downtown in Baltimore and walking in, and one guy introducing himself to me, who was a server at the bar, and he says, "Man, thank you so much." And I was like, "Thank you for what?" He's like, "The doors have been closed so long, I've been struggling to try and do things to take care of my family. So I've been taking these odd end jobs anywhere I can get them. But when you guys bring in more business, then I get more hours." And then fast forward, that's in sort of the spring, summer. We get into the wintertime, and the CIAA comes, and there's a guy I used to work with in Mariana Harbor. His name is Jeff. Well, Jeff works at the Hilton now. So Jeff is at the Hilton. Jeff is a bellman at the Hilton. Jeff does a fantastic job. I see Jeff at Hilton. We show each other love, give each other a hug, talk through it. And then I say goodbye to Jeff. And then later on that night, I come back out of the arena. I see Jeff at Marriott in the Harbor with a different uniform on. I said, "Jeff, what happened, man? I know you didn't lose your job across the street. Come across here right away. What happened?" And he said, no. When bigger conventions come in, we have a lot of people traveling in, they call me from Marriott so I can work at both. And it dawned on me right then and there. I think I've been a servant in so many ways for so long. But I never really realized, until Baltimore made me realize, that my passion and drive is coming from helping others. And that probably is deep-rooted because of my grandparents and my mom, who I saw work two jobs for so long. It's just not in me not to try to help others and grind, because we had the door that was open to everyone, you know? Like, you only have sort of one loaf of bread, and as a kid, you're looking at it like, I know these people are not going to eat up all my stuff. But my grandmother's type to open those doors. And for us, I think we do the same with so many people here and trying to open doors for people so they could pay bills and do other things, that I realized that the service was what's important to me and giving back. So now I have a daughter that is what's going to Coppin State here in Baltimore. I have another daughter that's going to start in the fall at Morgan State here in Baltimore. So I say to Baltimore, Baltimore has given so much to me. Now I'm trying to give my best back to Baltimore.